fascinating as an outsider. I thought your previous lecturer from Monash was wonderful on the Trump issue, that if Trump had, because Trump has supported Marine Le Pen, that would probably mean a rejection by a certain number of voters.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, Janet, just listening to what you're saying, that Macron talks about, he gets the pitch just right. He talks about being a champion for the national interest, but he doesn't talk about nationalism. So he avoids all that nasty racism and that sort of anti-immigrant thing by talking about national interest. And so, you know, he can talk about I'm going to make France great again, and he doesn't immediately trigger the nastiness. What he triggers is a sense that he's going to grow the economy, that he's going to reach out and be influential in Europe. He's going to reset Europe on behalf of French people, so that Europe's working. I think it's very clever the way he's doing it.
Yeah, it's extremely clever, the race he has run, considering that he doesn't actually have a party as such at this present point in time. So that if he does get in, he will then have to actually get a raggle-taggle gypsio of En Marche, which onwards is the name of his party, for the next elections, which I believe are next year sometime.
I think they're
the parliamentary elections.
They're in June, aren't they, the parliamentary elections?
They're in June, I beg your pardon, they're in June.
Yeah, so that's crucial, you're right, that he could win this election, and I think he will. So another great winner is the pollsters. The pollsters are crying with relief. They're drunk in a corner in a pub across Europe now. Thank God they got it right.
Yeah, finally they've got it right.
Yeah, but in June, you're right, we've got the parliamentary elections, and
exactly.
the right, could end up taking back the lower house then. And then, of course, you know, it's a question of how much he can do.
It is interesting. We are definitely seeing a different tone, that's for sure. Josie Bagani and Janet Wilson are my guests on The Huddle this evening. News Talk ZBed is 12 to 6.
What effect is Trump having on global financial markets? Is it all bad news? Or are there opportunities to be had? Find out at OMF's Macro Insights Seminar, The Trump Effect on Foreign Exchange Markets. Learn about how you can plan for success, manage volatility, and use a platform to trade FX. Attend this free seminar on April 27th. Register now at omf.co.nz.
Winter is coming and it all starts here. The Queenstown Winter Festival celebrates the start of winter like only Queenstown can. It's the biggest party of the year, with 4 days of concerts, fireworks, comedy and nightlife from Thursday 22nd till Sunday 25th of June. Tickets are on sale from May 8th, but there are loads of free events too. So book a trip to Queenstown and join the fun. The Queenstown Winter Festival. Go to winterfestival.co.nz. Winter starts here.
On Tuesday, June 27th, have breakfast with the Rugby Elite. AIG presents Raising Your Game. Hear insights from Sir Graham Henry, Sir Clive Woodward, Richie McCaw, Dr. Farah Palmer, Sean Fitzpatrick, Daniel Glantz and Brent Impey. Discover how determination, preparation and innovation are key for building ongoing success in both business and sport. AIG Raising Your Game. Tuesday, June 27th, Sky City Theatre. Tickets from iticket.co.nz.
News Talk ZB Auckland community notices with stressless recliners from Danske Mobile Furniture. Imagine transforming the way you relax.
Enjoy a Mother's Day high tea at historic Bell House at the Howick Historical Village. There'll be servings of delicious and dainty food and beverages, music and song, and a guest speaker sharing entertaining stories from the past. Put on your best threads and enjoy a relaxing afternoon. Bookings are essential, and for details and ticket prices, visit fencible.org.nz.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Mobile Furniture.
News Talk's bed is 11 to 6 on The Huddle. Joseph Bagani and Janet Wilson are my guests. Issue number 2 to you, Janet. What do you make of this? New Zealand is apparently considering additional security checks on flights. At this stage, we're only talking about, I think, Doha and Dubai. They could extend it if they want to. What this really means, though, is banning laptops from cabins. Is it much of a big deal for you?
Not for me, but I'm sure for those business people who are flying between the Middle East and New Zealand, either way, it is going to be a problem for them. We are always just falling into line with what has happened elsewhere, because, of course, the US did it back in March, and that was quickly followed by Britain, and Australia has done it as well. If that indeed is the case, It's a nuisance, but it's a necessary nuisance, isn't it?
I think you're right.
Hope that the in-flight entertainment's working, though. if you haven't got your laptop to flick open, my God, it would drive me nuts.
You can watch five documentaries on repeat, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's very good of you, Chris. I've been watching a Netflix series and some sort of lowbrow thing. But, yes, I do think this is about security. It's not about targeting countries. So it's not. We're not talking about a Trump Muslim ban here. We're talking about targeting, and this is led by the Civil Aviation Authority, not the government. So they're going this airport or this airline. We've got intelligence that tells us they might be targeted, so therefore extra security. But yeah, personally, I hope they don't have to do it. But I do understand it.
Yeah. I think they will. I think they probably will, though, won't they, Janet? I mean, it's nice to pretend that we don't, that we are independent in what we think, but the truth is, we're not really. We will probably follow suit if Australia, Britain, and the US does it. In fact, we probably will have to.
Absolutely. We'll have to, in terms of international conventions or rules, international rules around the world. Here's the thing. Travel these days is hardly the glamorous thing it used to be 50 or 60 years ago when very, very few travelled. Now everybody travels, or a lot of people travel on a regular basis, and that travel experience has gone. You don't get dragged off the plane. Exactly, that travel experience has gone from being one of the greatest luxury and pleasure to quite the opposite.
That lady crying, but then, yes, I could speak about that. Hey, just quickly, this Afghan man, Josie, immigrates to New Zealand, convicted twice for sex offending since he arrived in 2012. I say boot him out of the country, regardless of whether he's got a family here or not. What do you say?
Well, it does seem bizarre, doesn't it, whether or not they've gone through the right processes. And you think, who on earth kind of ticked the box here? But, I think we have people who come in either as refugees or on the skills basis as migrants. The criteria is quite clear. If someone has a criminal record, and particularly a violent criminal record, I'm not quite sure why they get in at all.
Just get rid of them, Janet.
Yeah, but I have a sense there's more to the story than we're being told. I'm wondering if there's another part of the story that we don't know, because it seems inexplicable to me that he was allowed in the first place, if that indeed was the case.
And maybe he was ill-treated or something. You're right, there is two sides to this story. I want to know what the third is. I think we should. I've got to go. Josie Bigani and Janet Wilson, thank you. It is News Talk ZB.